1600. Sweet.
Excellent question. Yes, I am proud to be America's first straight female president.
As you know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump. How bad is it, Secretary Van Houten?
We're broke.
The country is broke? How can that be?
Right.
Yeah, here you go.
She needs new clothes and I need new sneakers.
Sneakers.
And that's all I know. If I were president. If I were president. If I were president. If I were president.
I was president.
What would you do?
I would not carry, oh, no spare change. I would just rearrange the whole government structure, cause there seems to be something that's messing with the fluxure of the money. It's not coming to me, so now it's time for me to tell my homie Jammer D. So I'm looking at my wallet and I do not have a buck. Damn, I'm out of luck. Damn, I'm feeling stuck.
I've been quite open about this around the office. I don't want this parks department to build any parks because I don't believe in government. I think that all government is a waste of taxpayer money. My dream is to have the park system privatized and run entirely for profit by corporations.
We're the presidents of America up to 2015. Here's our names and quirky facts in American history.
I'm George Washington, the first president. I didn't have wooden teeth. They were made of lead, brass, gold, bone, and hippopotamus ivory.
Second president, John Adams here, and I'd often skip school. You would find me fishing or hunting when breaking the school rule.
The third president, Thomas Jefferson, in 1801. I died the same day as John Adams, my rival number one.
James Madison, the fourth president, and also the shortest one, at 5 feet 4 inches tall, the father of the Constitution.
James Monroe, the fifth president, passed on the 4th of July. No candidates ran against me in 1820, that's no lie.
I'm John Quincy Adams, sixth president of the United States. In the East Room of the White House, my pet alligator showed his face.
Seventh president, Andrew Jackson. I taught my parrot how to swear. I was the first president to ride a...
Episode 125, coming at you, Rhyming Treason Radio.
Trumped up.
That's right. Yesterday, President Trump was inaugurated. We're here drinking whiskey in sack.
In sadness and in health.
Yep. So it's been 6 months since we did this shit.
Yeah.
Way too long.
There was a couple of episodes there that got lost due to a lost power cable. Some quality audio footage that will remain forever locked within that computer until that audio cable is located. So there's that.
Anyway, we're going to kick your ass with some motherfucking president songs.
Songs about, not necessarily about Trump per se, but maybe that apply to him.
You have an anti-George Bush set coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I believe there's
Clinton.
Anti-Reagan as well, right?
Anti-Reagan.
Yeah.
All three of those, and yeah.
Yeah, no luck finding any anti-Obama songs, though, really, right? In English?
I guess not. Yeah. Apparently the guy's pretty popular, and he's out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2017, Happy New Year.
And Trump is in.
We're ready to kick your ass the new year.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't think I'm ever actually going to call that guy President Trump. I mean, except for right then and there when I just said that.
But oh, you will.
No, he'll just be Trump. Because he's a brand, dude. It's like you don't say, you know, international global leader of food and beverage, McDonald's. You just say McDonald's.
An upset in the election. Hillary went down. Trump triumphed.
Well, Hillary should have never been the nominee for the Democrats to begin with. So the Democrats screwed themselves, and then Trump screwed the rest of us.
Trying to stay optimistic. 2017, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, sure.
Best of our lives. Year 7 of Rhyme and Treason.
Well, you know what's going to make it so great, though, actually, is that one of the things that's been a common thread throughout Rhyme and Treason is like that whole kind of civil unrest and like this kind of F the system mentality, right? I mean, would you not agree with that?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the treason part of it.
Exactly. And so I think the best thing that can come out of this is people realizing the powers that we've always had, that we've just taken for granted for so long, and how much effect that they actually will have once we start using them again. But we had been complacent and idle for so long that we almost didn't realize that a lot of the things we were complaining about, we had the ability to change. We were given those rights to be able to change them. We just weren't using them. And we were being taken advantage of. And I think by having it be exposed and thrown right in your face has made a lot of people come to that realization and realize, well, no, actually there is something I can do about it, and it's these things.
One of the largest voter turnouts in history for Trump. People came out of the woodwork, blind Willie.
This is my brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
Mississippi
my
shack.
Other brother Daryl.
He recruited all his buddies to go vote for Trump, and yeah, he won. So here comes some music. Rock the fuck out.
Well, you know, I mean,
2017. Trump master.
You got to say, in that sense, he tried. He reached out to those people, whereas
that's right.
Someone like Shillery, like, was not doing that. She was just making the assumption that she was going to win. And, like, it's like when the New York Yankees are going to play against the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to come out here and destroy them, and they end up losing the game 13-3 because they didn't show up to the game.
Good analogy. I like it. We're going to fucking kick your ass. Here comes some music. Offspring kill the president. Rhyme.
And that's the name of the song. That was not an actual statement of fact. And treason.
36th president Lyndon Johnson is my name. I liked playing tricks on people. It was a large part of my fame. My name is Richard Nixon. I was leader 37. Walt Disney kidnapped me once when I was vice president. I am Gerald Ford, president number 38. My given name when I was born was Leslie. Ain't that great? Hi, I'm Jimmy Carter, the 39th leader that you see. As a child, I stole their penny at church. My father punished me. I am the 40th leader. Ronald Reagan is my name. I used to be a movie star before the office I did claim. I'm George H.W. Bush, president number 41. I met Babe Ruth when I played baseball at Yale, and it was fun.
make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out or chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me's erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Special mix.
To this, make a clap to this, make a clap to this, make a clap, make a clap. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Make a clap to this. 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 Now that made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Nasty. Make a clap to this.
to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
We are the mediocre presidents. You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. There's Taylor and there's Tyler. There's Fillmore and there's Hayes. There's William Henry Harrison.
I died in 30 days.
We are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally regrettable. There, take your presidents up with you.
In April of 1775, this great nation started coming alive. Old King George didn't like it one bit, so he proceeded to throw him a royal fit. He told his generals, better get them back in line. Make them pay my taxes, now America is mine. Stop that independence talk before it gets around, or it's gonna be hard to hold them rebels down. Well, the king was talking about the men like Paul Revere and the Minutemen who held their dream of independence dear. They kept their eyes on the British, they watched them day and night. They knew very soon they'd get their chance to stand and fight. Yes, they knew that the British would be moving any hour, so they arranged a signal in the North End church tower. Paul was watching when the tower showed a light, and he started on his midnight ride. He jumped on his horse, hooves started humming. He screamed out his warning, "Redcoats are coming. Better get your guns and your fighting breeches on. They're coming and they're 800 strong." Next morning at Concord and Lexington town, the spirit of freedom turned the redcoats around. When we praise the men who made this mighty nation we have here, then let's remember Paul Revere. Yes, let's remember Paul Revere. I guarantee you something, and I want to tell you all, that we never would have been here if it hadn't have been for Paul. Yes, sir, I surely doubt us ever being here if it hadn't have been for that man on that horse named Mr. Revere.
Turn it off, fear is your only god on the radio.
I'm old enough to be president next year. And I'm going to do it. So fuck you. When they start giving me shit about all the shit that I've done and continue to do, I'm going to quit. Yeah, I'm not going to resign or get impeached. I'll quit the old-fashioned way. No call, no show. Then where will you be? Fucked. You can always get another job. Once you can put President of the United States under previous job experience, you can leave the reason for leaving part blank. Right? And still get pussy. And other jobs. Maybe not as high profile, but they won't give you any shit. Aren't you the President of the United States? No, I quit that gig, Angel. Now, on Monday, I start as Emperor of Togo. And now I want to eat your ass.
Episode 125 coming at you. Rhyme and Treason.
We're back, baby. We're back. We're back on Facebook again by the magical name switcheroo thingy that I had to do.
Rytray.
Rytray.
Rytray, right? What the hell is this Rytray shit?
It's fucking the unrated fucking lettuce fucking Mac on the fucking thing, man.
So, yeah, we're still slaves to Zuckerberg, apparently. Even though I made stickers saying fuck him.
Yeah, but the stickers that he made were kind of maybe made in a, what would you say?
Inebriated state.
Okay, yeah, inebriated state. That might be more appropriate. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because it was like, fuck, and then a bunch of exclamation points and stuff, like it was supposed to not say fuck. And you're like,
pretty classic.
All right.
Anyway, if you've seen him around town, in Sacto or Chico, you know we represent.
Yeah, and if you would like your very own Rhyme and Treason sticker, feel free to email us at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. Reach out to us on Facebook. Rhyme and Treason Radio is our page that you can like us.
7 years later, we really don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. At least I don't.
There's Rytray.
We're just here to get wasted and put out a quality fucking podcast that'll blow your mind, kick you in the mouth.
Nobody cares.
There are a few that care, so this goes out to them.
Yeah. So, Mark.
Danny Reynolds. Yeah. That's about it. Ken Blake.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can it be?
So three people. China might hear this or might not. The Germans.
Our odd German.
They're pretty stoked about Trump, too.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Wasn't he just talking hella shit about the Angela Merkel?
Yep. So anyway, that's the theme.
My power was out for like 2.5 days. Finally came back on, and my TV was like, Donald Trump has been officially elected the President of the United States. I was like, oh my God, what happened when the power was out?
Let's give a shout out to SMUD. Were they awesome in the crisis situation?
Oh man, you know, the local utility provider was so great. Day 2.5 into not having power, you know, you're like, pretty much any effort at that point, you're like, please and thank you. That's awesome. And when they showed up at my house on a Thursday night, Friday morning at approximately 1:20-ish a.m. with two large heavy-duty construction vehicles with floodlights, and then activated the floodlights illuminating my entire home because the pole is in a shared backyard space, and then going into my backyard and firing up chainsaws from 1:30 in the morning until 4 in the morning.
So SMUD, that's good shit.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I mean, I do have power now, so that's
cool. They don't sponsor us or anything. We just like their company.
Yeah.
Not.
Anyway,
I brought that back from the 90s. Because it's 2017, no holds barred, badass music coming right at you.
7 years of Rhyme and Treason radio.
So
people.
Many $10 payments to Podbean, it's ridiculous. Speaking I don't even say, well, $60 worth in the last 6 months.
Yeah. So there you go. You do the math. 7 years at about $10 a month.
Yep. So anyway.
Just so that we could bring you this podcast.
Yep, that's right.
We do it for you people. Even though we don't care what you think, we still do it for you.
We do. Quality shit. So here comes more music. Some anti-Bush.
Speaking of Bush, I'm drinking some Bush Mills with this Pepsi Cola.
Shout out to Bush Mills.
It's the choice of the next generation, by the way.
We're the only podcast that likes this whiskey, apparently. Everyone whines about it every time I get it. So
if you don't like Bush Mills Irish whiskey, and you're one of those posers that are like, Jameson's, bro, then you probably aren't actually Irish.
That's true. So anyway, here comes some more music. Rock out. Rhyme.
And Shillelaghs of Treason.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Well, I'm Commander Chief, what's your beef? It's my war, not yours. Gonna take the hill, if you are killed, we must stay the course. I'm a Nazi cat in my SUV, just today, and you're all freaks. I'm a Nazi cat, I'm a goober gay. I steal the vote, as you all know, I'm the top dog in the land. I call the shots, I'm the chief despot, fight for the fatherland. I'm a Nazi cat in my SUV, just today, and you're all freaks. I'm a Nazi cat, I'm a cool monkey. Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb. Oh, oh, oh. Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
We will not have an all-volunteer army.
Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
We will have an all-volunteer army.
Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn. Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
Banana.
Come on,
baby.
Monkey
our enemies
in a suit
are innovative and resourceful.
Monkey in a suit with his dunce
so
cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear
they
bomb.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
Monkey in a suit on the White House lawn.
And here's the week.
Monkey in a suit with his dunce cap on. Monkey in a suit with a nuclear bomb.
Monkey in a suit
with his
utilize their 15 minutes of fame to realize their true dreams of being an absolute jerk-off just to keep the masses entertained. This goes out to learning from the mistakes of others. They call me a jerk once they get to know me, but they don't stop calling, they read me well. It's no work if I was phony, I'd win a trophy. Who needs to make records when there's seeds to sell? Freak the bell and make it all spin crooked. God please help, too much green to look at. Grabbed the tree by the limb and shook it. Like, have you seen my self-esteem? Where the hell'd you put it? Oh wait, never mind, I found it in a bottle. Drunk at the troubadour, talking to a model. Wrecked the rental on Santa Monica Boulevard. I was headed to the L-Ray to slap a security guard. Proud and stubborn, loud and arrogant.
is American as apple pie and embarrassment. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace. Dumb and ignorant, drunk and belligerent. Open up your heart, y'all, come on and let me in. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace. The liquor gets hold of the head, liver, soul. Blurry on 6th Street and Red River Road. Last thing I remember was the Ogden Theater. Backstage bathroom, making out with all three of y'all. Kicked out of Top Cats, for where I put the vomit at. Found me passed out in a laundromat. Malnourished and topless, slurring and obnoxious. Like, yo, we got this. Zodiac killer's about to rock this. That's a great American musical. Pissing on the box off, pick apart the detail. Alcohol and female, all around the world, same show. Houston and Ludlow, Max Fish Vampire. You pour the beer and I'll bring the satire. No problem, I play the part of doorknob and make it look so good you're gonna wish that it was your job. Proud and stubborn, loud and arrogant, is American as apple pie and embarrassment. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace. Dumb and ignorant, drunk and belligerent. Open up your heart, y'all, come on and let me in. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace. It's all about the hangovers and late checkouts, made banging on the door like, wake up, get out. Come on, mommy, y'all probably don't want me coming out like a zombie brushing teeth in the lobby. This is a career, not a hobby. Ain't no reason to fear what you wanna see. Hey, Papa Bossy, don't you wanna watch me quote the Fonzie and then crash this Maserati? Sweatpants, t-shirt, mesh hat, blue blockers, feet and jack key to a room full of teeny boppers. Howdy, neighbor, take a shot for flavor. Let's debate whether or not we should punch the waiter. I'm just kidding, let's love each other. It goes lick, swallow, suck, and order another. Do what you like, don't nobody care. It's a sign of success only in America. Proud and stubborn, loud and arrogant, is American as apple pie and embarrassment. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace. Dumb and ignorant, drunk and belligerent. Open up your heart, y'all, come on and let me in. Package the kid's face, put it on display. Look, ma, another national disgrace.
I didn't come to all the idiot son of an asshole. You should sing along with us. It goes like this.
The idiot son of an asshole. The idiot son of an asshole.
You got it.
The idiot son of an asshole. Idiot son of an asshole.
He has a good musician. Yeah, now don't sing when he sings. He'll get pissed off.
He's not smart, a C student, and that's after buying his way to school. Beady eyes, kinda dyslexic. Can he read? No one's really quite sure. He signs stuff, he executes people. Maybe that's why he doesn't have any friends. Cocaine and a little drunk driving. It don't matter, the government.
Idiot's not a man asshole. Idiot's not a man.
Put on some makeup, turn on the 8-track. I'll put the wig back on the shelf. Suddenly I'm the president of the United States. But then I wake up and realize I'm still. Election, most probably into the White House. The most people voted against him. He likes nap, he realized nap time. Couple nap, then nap, then ready for bed. He may be from Bush to say, he's always gonna be the idiot.
We'll be right back.
Episode 125 of Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now with the Trumped Up Edition.
Closing out the show. Thanks for listening if you did.
The final segment of talking.
I'm sure you went to the inauguration and freaking were pumped, drinking your giant Budweiser.
I had a red Solo cup because Toby Keith told me to.
Toby Keith, I hate you. Anyway, you heard some awesome music in this shit, that's for sure, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, I gotta say, our playlist is better than anybody that showed up to the inauguration, that's for sure.
Yep, we brought it to you.
Although, I mean, it's pretty tough to beat the quality of Three Doors Down. Speaking of, still around, they were the headliner.
Yeah.
Oy vey. So, needless to say, DJ Mrs. Gower working on some stuff, including the reading of 1984 by George Orwell right now. And so, recently went on a road trip, and so got the book on tape thing or whatever. We download it on Audible or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Because they don't pay us to tell whatever.
No one pays us shit.
Yeah, exactly. We actually pay so that you can listen, and it's like the most bass-ackwards way of.
We don't know what we're doing things. 7 years later. Yeah, anyway.
Because we just keep doing what we do and we don't give a fuck. Because that is what we do.
So, how do Ethan like the old 1984 rhetoric?
Yeah, so we're listening to it in the car and. It was pretty interesting, man. It was like, basically, I mean, I could totally see it going this way.
No way.
In a sense, let me finish my thought here. In the sense of, like, everything in the storyline becomes, like, branded. Like, and it's all the government brand. It's like Victory Apartments and Victory Cigarettes and Victory Shoes, right? So I can totally see it being like Trump cigarettes. Trump steaks and Trump.
Ooh, I want some
university.
Trump steak.
Yeah, you know. Oh wait, those things aren't existent.
Saw an awesome documentary on HBO via Vice, "The House Divided," about how Obama had no chance.
Yeah,
success.
Yeah. If you have Vice's,
Trump has little with the whole.
Vice has got a lot going on right now.
Like all the children in office, you know, that fucking. Suck dick.
Whoa. I thought that was Clinton won.
Clinton won. No, I mean the females, of course. The congresswomen and senators.
Why do you think it's called Congress?
Anyway, it's a great documentary. And yeah, the government's completely fucked. And I can't wait to not do any more podcasting this year. About the government. Because we'll come up with the other shit.
Yeah,
it's played out.
Speaking of other shit, we got our anniversary edition coming up.
7 years.
7 years. We got a couple of other themes coming at you. We're gonna do like six shows worth of audio in this session.
90s hip hop is gonna be epic.
Yeah, 1980s, 1990s, strictly hip hop, hardcore rap, whatever. But we're going to stay away from other genres and stick strictly to the rap hip-hop thing on that one, which is
something we've never done.
Exactly. And I think that's really the theme for 2017 is doing shit we've never done before, but still staying true to who we are.
Yep. 7 years later, we're still kicking you in the face, punching you in the mouth with our badass shit.
So now at so 7 years... We've officially been doing podcasting longer than we were away from radio.
Right on. KZFR, we had shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there for like a year, I think, or yeah. I don't even remember.
Just think like Alec Baldwin in the skit with the Shvetty balls.
That was us.
That was the radio station we worked at.
That went to 70s soundboard.
Yeah. But yet we would play shows like you hear here on Rhyme and Treason.
Mayhem on the AM, punk rock coming at you.
Best in show.
I was in my early 20s.
Yep.
Anyway, we're boring you, probably. So
a lot of people say that we don't talk enough. So for those of you that don't think that we talk enough, here's an example of why we don't talk enough. because it's
DJ
pretty much...
DJ Matador isn't that smart.
Yeah, it's pretty much just limited to...
drinking and visiting Gower.
Me trying...
Playing loud.
Me trying to come at DJ Matador with some thought-provoking ideas and philosophies to, like, stoke the fire and, like, pull out the Matador rampage out of him and all get, like, all fired up on him and be like, yeah, come on, man, fuck that shit, fuck the system, man, rip out their fucking testicles out of their throat, bro. And he'll just come back and be like, yeah.
That's, I can't argue with that analogy. 7 years of, yeah. And treason.
And treason.